You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Executive Lounge time on a Wednesday, the segment where we get to know a little bit more about the executives that are out there in the country and around the world. And I'm joined on the line today by Gavin Gaelig, who is the new incoming CEO at Consult by Momentum. He recently joined the business just recently as last week as the CEO. Good evening, Gavin. Thanks so much for taking the time. Gaelig, very strange surname. Origins?
Yes, thank you. Hello, Jimmy. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, origins, Welsh background. But over the years and doing the family tree, unfortunately, we were unable to secure a passport, myself and my sister, so we're proud East African.
Okay, well, one citizenship is okay. It's always good to have a second, but the one that you have is just fine. Gavin, you started out your career in financial services probably about a little over two decades ago. How did that come about and why have you stuck around so long?
Yes, sure. I started in 2001, actually, by pure chance. At the time, I was introduced to someone who was a financial advisor, a friend of the family. And this person said, having known you, you're quite a youngster. You know, I was in my 20s. He said to me, I think you'd be pretty good at this. And this company in Sandton is actually sort of looking for financial advisors. Why don't you apply? I took a chance, went for an interview, liked the interview, liked financial planning, liked the aspect of clients, and was hired and have loved the industry ever since.
Along the way, you've also kind of done a bit of your own thing, starting a couple of businesses, getting into it. Tell me about Growth House. What was that?
So Growth House was a large sort of corporate-aligned financial planning business. The business actually started in 2008 under a different name. And in 2021, we sort of had a partnership where we sort of rebranded the business. And the business is now a large sort of business in Sandton, 150-odd staff, runs as a financial planning aspect and advisory business. And it's really been an interesting sort of way for me to sort of learn the ropes from starting a business from scratch, building everything up from ground roots, and then being fortunate enough to move on.
So now that you've moved on and you move back to the Consult team or Consult by Momentum, what are you looking forward to most about the new space? I mean, having come out of the entrepreneurial space, gone back into corporate or been in between both spaces, what are you most looking forward to at this point?
At this point, it's such an exciting opportunity. The Consult business is really probably one of the largest sort of well-known advisory businesses in the country, very large, rooted, it's got national presence. It really gives me an opportunity to go and everything I've learned over the last 23 years to put that into a business that is really very successful and try and build the business out further and really almost try and double the size in a short space of time going forward.
23 years seems to be a very, very long time to be in the space. How do you then maintain a healthy work-life balance with all of these challenges and the fact that the business keeps you on the go and on the move all the time?
You know, Jamie, I've always wanted to be part of an industry or business where things change. I didn't want to get something that's stagnant and boring, and there's always challenges. And one thing insurance or financial services is everything but stagnant. There's always changes. It just allows me, you know, work-life balance. I'm very fortunate to have a very supportive family that understand it, and also part of a similar small business in Sandton. And my wife is very supportive of this, and she understands the challenges that go with this. But because I love it and she loves her job, we make it work. And we definitely do have a reasonable work-life balance. But you know, if you really love it, you don't really sort of watch the clock and clock in and clock out. You do things because you want to make a difference. You enjoy your job and you get lots of fulfillment and excitement from that.
How do you wind down, Gavin? After a long day, after all the stresses that come with all the work that you do and all the different companies that you're involved in, how do you wind down?
I love spending time at home with my wife, sort of quiet time. I have man's best friend. I have this beautiful English bulldog, Scarlet Lily. Love coming home to her, spending some time with her, telling her all about my day sometimes with just a little wag of the tail. But it is something which just allows me to sort of decompress. Very often also I'll go to the gym. I'll have a bit of me time. It allows me to really decompress and really sort of reflect back on the day and sort of prepare for the next day. But, you know, downtime, when you really love what you do, you don't really need a lot of it. I'm quite fortunate to really sort of enjoy what I do, and I always want to just keep on going.
When you say keep on going, what still inspires you to keep going? I mean, you touched on the fact that you've done a couple of things, you've grown in your experience and in the challenges that you've had to overcome, whether it's personal, whether it's business. What then at this point is something that's still rewarding for you to look forward to?
I think the challenge of growing a business in an industry which is evolving very quickly, and it's really gone full circle from, you know, the days of sort of seeing people in person to virtual to COVID to all these different sort of challenges you have to overcome. I think going forward is to build a business where the best business in South Africa, where we are known for the best advice in the market, and also to do things slightly differently where, you know, I really believe that you need to pay it forward and give it back. So finding ways as a leader to pay it forward now with mentorship, sharing knowledge, contributing to community type of initiatives, you know, building sort of a legacy that sort of builds forward and continues to go forward, that generosity and giving back is something that you need to do as a leader. And it excites me to sort of see how many people are really interested to do that with us at the office and the very aspects of the business. So to really be able to give back and be appreciative of what the insurance industry has given me and my family.
Mm. Gavin, what are you reading at the moment?
Sure. At the moment, I am reading, you know, I keep on referring back to this sort of Simon Sinek, the why, because it's something which continually evolves in businesses, and it's sort of creating that why in our communication once again to stakeholders, clients, staff. And it's something I sort of read again and again and again, because it seems to change consistently for me. Besides that, at the moment, I'm still very much sort of reading a lot of books around sort of authentic leadership. And there's quite a few of them that I sort of really enjoy reading and sort of trying to emulate some of those aspects into my business on a daily basis.
If you could have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Every day.
Sure, probably a dessert. Probably I absolutely love mulva pudding and custard. It's been something that I could probably eat every day. I probably would have a very high sugar level, but it's probably the one dessert that I absolutely love.
Okay, we've just verified you really are South African. I have no problems with that dessert. I think it's one of my favorite desserts as well. So very, very good choice there. And I think it's very difficult to beat that if I have to think about it. Gavin, what's the one place you'd want to go travel to that you may have been to or haven't yet had the opportunity to go and see?
So last year, my wife and I, we went to Morocco. And this year, we're looking probably at going to Egypt. We've never been there before. We'd love to go through the pyramids and do some sightseeing. We think it'll be quite it's an unusual place to go for holiday, but it's something which I think will really be inspiring and lovely for us.
That's very interesting. Interesting choice of place. My producer's shaking her head. I wonder if she hasn't been to Egypt or she doesn't want to go to Egypt, but certainly a very interesting place to go and visit. I imagine the continent of Africa has got so many lovely places to go and see and explore. Gavin, before I let you go, what's your favorite movie? This is always the deal breaker. It's the difficult question that we have to ask. What's the one movie you could watch over and over and over again?
Sure, Mike, I'm going to give my age away now, but I really loved Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
It was an interesting movie. I loved it. I've watched it many times. And if I really just want to binge watch and watch sort of, I mean, who could do without sort of a Top Gun or something, anything really with Tom Cruise. I mean, just if you want to have some sort of easy, light viewing.
Tom Cruise fan, certainly a very interesting. I imagine you've seen all the Mission Impossibles then. Thanks for the time, Gavin. Thanks for joining me and letting us get to know you a little bit better. We wish you all of the best in your new role at Consult by Momentum, and we look forward to catching up another time. That was Gavin Gaelig, who is the new CEO at Consult by Momentum, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.